You're listening to Manchester is Music Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here we go.
Now we go over live to Beijing to the diving pool for the finals of the men's synchronized arguing. Next up, Great Britain.
It's your fault we came last.
No, it isn't.
It's your fault for phoning your mum during the break. Anyway, you were just copying me. What do you mean? Of course I was copying you. That's what synchronized means. You wouldn't understand. You're just an immature kid. Who are you calling immature? Well, at least I'm not the one wearing eagle piggle in the night garden water wings. Oh, go and boil your head, rat features.
Straight tens from all the judges there. We'll be back with more live coverage later, but first...
Ladies and gentlemen, run for your lives, it's...
The Matt and Monkey Show!
Welcome to another online edition of Manchester is Music Radio.
Hello!
Now, we've got a lot to be getting on with this month, so here's our first artist, Eye Candy, with Chinese Whispers.
Thank you.
Manchester is Music Radio, and that was a superb track there from Eye Candy. Thanks, guys.
Are you looking for legal highs? Then we have the answer. Whether you want to get high as a kite or just need a little lift, we have hundreds of products in stock, and our rapid and discreet service is second to none. So if you want legal highs, send for our catalogue now, or visit our showroom just off the A57. With telescopic ladders from £199, scissor lifts just £399, and step ladders from only £19.99, you're guaranteed to get higher. World of Ladders, now open Sundays.
And speaking of the news, it's time now for a new feature where we take a minor news story from recent weeks and blow it out of all proportion. A segment which we've cleverly titled, Minor News Blown Out of All Proportion.
Anthony Worrell Thompson goes into hiding after becoming the world's most wanted man. Good evening. TV chef Anthony Worrell Thompson has tonight gone into hiding after reports that he is wanted for attempted murder on a monumental scale. Worrell Thompson was placed on Interpol's most wanted list after he was revealed to be the unlikely mastermind behind one of the world's greatest attempts at mass genocide after publishing an article instructing readers to use the poisonous herb henbane. Were his attempts to have been successful, irrational scaremongers predict that Mr. Worrell Thompson would have single-handedly been responsible for more deaths than the Great Plague. Earlier today, Mr. Worrell Thompson spoke to our exaggerated news correspondent, Dermot Dermot, from his secret hideaway.
This was all an innocent mistake. I said henbane, but I meant something else. Steps have been taken to contact all readers of the article, and no one has been hurt. You're just blowing the whole thing out of all proportion.
You claim that it was an innocent mistake, but then how do you explain the fact that when you last appeared on Ready Steady Cook on the Green Pepper Team, the contents of your Ready Steady Cook carrier bag contained deadly nightshade, hemlock and deathcap mushrooms?
You're just making all this up.
Fortunately, on this occasion, your deadly plans were thwarted after the studio audience instead voted for James Martin on the Red Tomato Team to make a creme brulee.
I've never heard such rubbish. You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Is it not also true that your murderous tendencies came to the fore again when, having been given your own ITV show, The Daily Cooks, you sent BBC rival Ainsley Harriott a stick of dynamite disguised as a Cumberland sausage?
Of course it's not true. I'm going to speak to my solicitor about this.
This is Dermot Dermot, Out of Proportion News, Bredbury.
And we'll be keeping you up to date with all the latest developments on this story over on Hyped Up News 24. But for now, from all the team here, good night.
And now it's time for something a little different.
Is it?
Yes, mate, it is. It's a section of the show where we look at some of Hollywood's most iconic blockbusters.
Let me guess, it's called The Iconic Tales Behind Some of Hollywood's Biggest Blockbusters, right?
No, it's just called Blockbuster.
Oh.
Anyway, this is Brokeback Mumbling.
Horses.
Well, Jack, ranch, rodeo, tent, beans.
Beans?
Yes, beans.
Oh, sheep. Go to the tent for some quiet time.
Back of the neck, yee-haw like.
A good film, that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't fancy doing that after all the beans they were eating.
Oh, you just had to go there, didn't you?
What? I was talking about horse riding.
Your actions bring plenty more fish out in the sea. You call it quits, say you don't love me. You say you wish you never met me. Why do you hurt me? You hurt me like this. And all I did was stand to love you. Is that so bad? Is that a crime? There's no way back now.
Den of Antiquity. Yes, it's the Antique Show Show. Another episode of Antiques Joke Show. This month we're in the grounds of Stuart Hall in Timperley. Here's a young lady. What have you brought along for us today?
Well, it's my husband, actually.
I'm not really sure we could put a value on him, madam.
Oh, you're such a wag. No, what I mean is, my husband has got something that I'd like you to have a look at.
Yes, of course.
Go on, Albert. Don't be shy. Get it out.
Grief! I can see why you married him.
Yes, indeed. He's very proud of that, aren't you, Albert?
Yes, I can see that. Standing very proud, isn't he?
Very proud.
Now, there are going to be some good, very good imitations out there, so to check that yours is authentic, I'm just going to give it a good tug.
His face, bless him, is enjoying that, aren't you, Albert?
And just to be doubly sure, I'll do the squeeze test.
Oh, that's made his eyes water.
Well, I'm satisfied that it is the real thing.
It certainly satisfies me.
I can imagine. Now, do you have any idea what it is?
Well, we have a special nickname that we give it, don't we, Albert? But we'd like to hear your opinion on what it is.
Well, it's actually a comedy sound effect.
Oh, I see.
Now, you sometimes find these paired with a visual gag on TV, in film and in theatre. But in these cases, the comedy value depends on the quality of the visual. However, the example you've brought along today is designed purely as a standalone piece for radio. I suppose you're wondering what it's worth.
Just for insurance purposes, you understand.
Of course.
Albert, take your hands out of your pockets and stop doing that. It's unseemly.
Now then, as a radio item, the comedy value of the piece you've brought along today is constrained only by the limits of the listener's imagination, and that makes it priceless.
Well, f*** me! And to think I've been using it to startle sheep!
Thank you.
You're listening to Manchester is Music Radio.
Song, would you be my girl and take me up there to the top of the world just for a while, so I know how that feels? What could I say? What could I do? Just say the words and I'll follow you to the ends of the earth to know how that feels. Close your eyes, you could be anywhere. Your path of desire, where does that lead? What do you dream of while you're standing still? And all this my love, is it enough? Get on my knees and crawl around the floor and beg you to tell me to walk out the door. What would it change if you knew how I feel? See, I find a place, a room with a view, but I can't find nothing resembling truth. What would it mean if I knew how you'd feel? Just close your eyes, you could be anywhere. When you look around, what can't you see? What do you dream of whilst you're standing still? And all this my love, is it enough? Close your eyes, you could be anywhere. Path of desire, where does that lead? What do you dream of while you're standing still? And all this my love isn't enough.
That was Steve-O with Room with a View. So, going back to these appraisals, lads.
Oh, I had forgotten about them.
They suggested I do a series of tests to decide which one of you is better suited to radio.
Well, he's certainly got a face for radio.
Now, initially I was thinking of doing some kind of physical testing, but after the shambles that was Guerrillators, I thought we'd better do something more mental.
Well, that's right up his street.
Now, lads, don't bicker.
Sorry, Matt, it's just the stress. I love doing this show, and I'd hate to do it without that big lug over there.
Hey, who said it'd be you who stayed our kid? You heard what he said about equestrianism.
Equality.
Equality.
So, I've decided to do a series of psychometric tests to find out more about who you are and how you think.
Right.
So, I'm going to show you both a series of pictures designed to unlock your inner selves.
Inner selves? Do they live at the North Pole?
Now it's time for...
Matt's psychometric tests.
So, Monkey, I hold in my hand before you a piece of white card with a picture imprinted on it. What do you see?
The house.
And Gorilla?
That's clearly a 1954 Ford Thunderbird, Matt.
Well, neither of you were correct. It's actually a picture of the cover of the Manchester Is Music New Band's 2008 CD, which is available now via the website at www.manchesterismusic.co.uk or www.manchesterismusic.com. How did you pair that so wrong?
Hello, Matt. Allow me, Professor Monkey, to encroach upon your slot, and I will explain.
Okay, fire away.
Likewise, I'm sure. Well, Matt, it seems that these primates have been engaging in certain practices which, over the years, has had a detrimental effect on their eyesight.
Hey, what are you saying?
I am, of course, talking about your nightly performances, hard at it, in front of the blinding stage lights. As a result, your eyesight is no longer what it once was. And so, Matt, although enabling you to shamelessly plug the New Band's 2008 CD, available now from manchesterismusic.co.uk or manchesterismusic.com, their eyesight impairment has sucked the life out of your picture-based guessing game, sucked it dry of any worth, and rendered your test absolutely useless.
Is that true?
I doubt it.
Oh, stick the next tune on, Gorilla.
My proposition would be like that. You and
was Tusk with Love Should Grow.
Hello and welcome to Britain's Least Haunted with me, Monkey.
And me, Yvette Field Mouse.
This week we're in Farnworth at a house which is reputedly the least haunted house in the entire north of England. Every year thousands of curious tourists don't come to stay here in the hopes of not seeing headless horsemen riding through the walls or to witness firsthand the extraordinary sights of everyday objects remaining motionless on shelves. Such normal activity has yet to be captured on film, but today we've brought our cameras along to see if we can gather some evidence of our own.
Oh, we're in the main banqueting hall now, and it's weird, but the instant I set foot in this room, I continue to feel totally unscared and at ease. Did you see that? Over there, that vase! It's not moving!
I said... Am I wasting my time here? I turned down a walk-on part on EastEnders for this, you know.
I'm not sure I like this. I don't know if the camera's picking this up, but I can see what appears to be someone with a white sheet over their head pretending to be a ghost. I'm going to call in our normal investigator, Griller, to see if he can use his completely ordinary powers in order to uncover what's going on here. Griller, could you just explain to the viewers what you're going to do?
Yes, well, it's quite simple, really. Using my entirely normal powers, I'm going to extend my right arm, then, using just my hand, I'm going to pull away the sheet to see who's hiding underneath. Sometimes both hands need to be used in these kind of situations, but looking at that flimsy wincyette, I'd say that one will be enough on this occasion.
Okay, now, I should explain to our viewers that nothing like this has ever been attempted before. For all we know, our cameras may suddenly continue functioning as normal, or we may even pick up some completely expected sounds on our microphones. So bear with us as we see who's under the sheet.
Why, it's the bogus psychic, Derek Aorta!
Jam, I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling monkeys. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I can feel something entering me. The spirits are entering me.
No, you daft git. You've just sat on my tripod.
Oh, me grapes.
Join us again for more normal goings on next time on
Britain's Least Haunted.
Surprise, gonna get his fingers burnt. One of these days. In 1992, an indie band were rejected by the music industry because their demo tapes were rubbish. These men promptly escaped the dole queue by becoming shelf stackers at Quicksave. Today, still convinced they have talent, they survive despite having only sold four tunes. If you have a problem, and you've already tried everyone else, as a last resort, maybe you can hire the Ape Team.
Hello, is that the Ape Team?
Yes, at your service.
This is Stephen Hawking, that right clever physicist type bloke. I'm trying to probe the origins of the universe, and I need your help.
Leave it to us. Come on, Griller, BA, to the monkey bus. We've got a job to do.
Right, okay then, off we go.
Now wait a minute, you're supposed to protest and then I give you a drug banana milkshake. We do it every episode.
Oh, all right then, you daft apeth, if it'll make you happy. I ain't getting in no monkey bus, sucker.
Here, drink this.
How did I get here?
Well, we came off the A57 at Water Street, past Granada Studios, left at the end towards Salford Central, down Chapel Street, onto the A6 towards the M61.
Ooh,
and...
quit your jibber jabber, kid.
Hello, Stephen. I'm Monkey, and this is BA Maracas.
What does BA stand for?
Because me farmer Giles are giving me jip.
You can get ointment for that, you know. Anyway, thank goodness you're here. I'm attending a conference with the world's top scientists, and I want to prove to them that my theory, combining quantum mechanics and relativity, is correct.
Oh, blimey, this is all a bit BBC4, isn't it?
Okay, Stephen, leave it to us. Super proton synchrotron.
Check.
Large electron positron collider.
Check.
How are we going to pay for all this stuff?
Check.
Right, to the particle accelerator.
People think this show's thrown together, but we have to research all this, you know, so it's educational as well as fun.
Pass us another quark, BA.
Keep those atomic nuclei coming.
Wow, thanks lads. My theory has been proved. I can hardly believe you've managed to recreate the beginning of time.
Yes, I love it when a big bang comes together.
Oh mate, that's got to be the most contrived Ape Team sketch ever.
Thanks.
This is the vortex which set me free. We must let the light and the warmth and the love of God, the eternal love of God, into our hearts, or we will burn, burn in hell, burn in eternal damnation.
Continuing the space theme, did you see that about Bebo sending messages into space to try to contact other life forms?
Yeah, we could do that, you know.
Eh?
Well, think about it. We've got the technology. All we need to do is get Russell, our sound engineer, to crank up the power on the transmitter.
You mean we can transmit into deep space, as well as into Manchester?
Of course we can. We managed to contact someone in Barnsley the other month, do you remember? If only we had a famous astronomer here to help us, though.
Patrick Moore will do it.
Yeah, but he's a busy man. We'd never get him to come down here.
He's here now. I can see him coming up the path.
Really?
Yeah, didn't you know? As well as being on the telly, he's got a paper round delivering the free ads. He's just sticking one through our letterbox now. I'll go and invite him in. You'll get the theme tune ready. Patrick, hang on a minute.
Welcome to The Sky at Night, with me, Patrick Moore. I can play the xylophone, me, you know. Now, in tonight's programme, we shall be attempting to contact beings from other planets by broadcasting a message to them. So, without further ado, let's crank up the power on our radio transmitter. Here we go. Hello from Earth. This is Manchester calling any life forms on other planets. Please respond. By the way, I can play the xylophone, you know. This is remarkable. I do believe we're getting some sort of response. Yes, here it comes.
Thank you for calling Mars. I'm afraid we're out at the moment, but if you'd like to leave your name and position in the solar system, we'll get back to you.
Oh dear. We'll try that again later, Patrick. Thanks for your help.
You're very welcome. By the way, did I tell you I can play the xylophone?
We'll be right back.
That was Dynamic with Motive. And now it's time for another episode of Chris Tarrant's Celebrity Job Swap. Let's find out what job Chris is doing today.
Hello and welcome to Who Wants to Get Married? You're just a few questions away from getting hitched. So let's play Who Wants to Get Married?
This is ridiculous. I knew we should have gone to the frigging registry office.
Okay, this next question is for a wedding ring. Do you, Sid Sprout, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? A, I do. B, no, I'm too good for her. C, maybe. Or D, I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot barge pole.
I think I'm going to ask the congregation.
Okay, congregation, fingers on your keypads, all vote now. Okay, 62% have gone for A, 20% B, 7% say C, and 11% have gone for D.
Well, I'm going to have to go with the congregation then and say I do.
I can't tell you that your mother went for B and thinks you're too good for her. But you've gone for A and said I do. It's the right answer. Okay, here's the next question. Does anyone here present know of any lawful impediment why this man and this woman should not be joined together in holy matrimony? A, no. B, yes, she's already got four husbands. C, she's had half the men in the congregation. Or D, she's a pre-op transsexual leading a double life as a lorry driver in Burnley.
I'm gonna go for A, no.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, definitely A. I love her. Nothing could tear us apart.
Oh, Sid, you could have been joined together in holy matrimony, but I'm afraid the correct answer was D. Your wife-to-be is actually a pre-op transsexual leading a double life as a lorry driver in Burnley.
Oh, come here, Sid. Give us a kiss.
Join us again next time for more Who Wants to Get Married?
You can stuff it up your ass for nothing and fuck off while you're doing it.
Returning with the temperature and love we've never had. It's driving me mad. Everyone is talking, but no one understands. What did you expect me to say? Turn away. Live your life. Turn away. Live your
live your life.
Do not negotiate with terrorists with Turn and Run. And you're back with Matt and Monkey on Manchester's Music Radio.
Hey, and Griller.
And Griller.
Oh, I wonder how that would have sounded. The Matt, Monkey and Griller Show.
I were thinking more along the lines of the Matt and Griller Show.
Well, I guess we'll never know now. Hey, hang on a minute. Why does your name always go first, Matt?
Yeah, that's a point.
Anyway, fun as all this banter is, we're really getting nowhere with these appraisals, so I've had an idea.
What's that?
An idea? Well, mate, it's a concept that exists in the mind as a result of mental awareness, activity or understanding.
No, what was the idea?
Well, after the next song, I'm going to mix things up a bit and have you two temporarily swap roles. Griller will be doing your bits of the show, and then we'll try you doing his bits.
Before we do that, though, can we just try contacting Deep Space again?
I don't see why not. Over to you, Patrick.
You didn't know I was a xylophonist, did you? Anyway, time to crank up the power on our radio transmitter again. Here we go. Hello to all our intergalactic friends from all the Earthlings here in Manchester. Do you have a message for Earth? We're getting something. Yes, here it comes.
Thank you for calling Deep Space. All our operators are busy at the moment, but please hold the line as your call is important to us. You are currently number
1,265
in the queue. Your call will be answered shortly.
Sorry lads, I'm going to have to go now. These papers won't deliver themselves. By the way, did I tell you, I can play the xylophone, me? Good night.
Ta-ra, Patrick.
See ya, Patrick.
This is the Dead Time Philharmonic with Protected.
We'll be right back.
these Japanese straight laced off your face. We're all in the police state. I give these to CCTVs when I walk down the street where the muggings increase. Said you elected us, they're protecting us. It's not affecting us, they're protecting us. They're drowning us, drowning us, surrounding us. Getting rounding us, downing us, surrounding us.
Listening to Manchester is Music Radio.
Your favorite station for lots of sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your fleas. It's
the Matt and Griller Show.
Okay, time to swap roles for this next bit, lads. It's now time for that MIM staple. Griller Learns.
Formerly known as Monkey Learns.
Fingers on lips, Monkey, you're not in this bit. So, Griller, what have you been learning this month, mate?
Well, Matt, this month I've been learning to play the mascara.
That says maracas, mate.
Oh, sorry. This month I've been learning to play the maracas. We can just edit that out afterwards, can't we?
This is live.
Is it? Oh, bollocks.
And that means you can't swear either.
Hang on a minute. If this is live, how come my swearing got bleeped out?
We're on a 5-second delay.
Hey?
There's a 5-second delay on the transmission, so that our sound engineer, Russell...
Russell by name, Russell by nature.
...has time to cut out any unsuitable material. He's poised with his finger on his knob at all times.
Is he? The dirty devil. Hey, we can see you through the glass, you know. Oh, did you see that hand gesture he just did to me then? It's a good job this isn't telly. Behave yourself, Russell. Let's see if I can catch him out. F**k. Shit. Ass. Hey, he's good, you know, isn't he? Bollocks.
And bearing in mind that he's the one person between you and the listeners, the one with sole control over how you sound, you do well to show him some respect.
Knackers. You didn't bleep that out, did you?
He didn't have to. Knackers is okay.
Wank. Bum. Bum crack. Ass. Asshole.
Will you pack it in? You know what he can do to you.
I'm not scared. Oh, hang on a minute. My voice has gone all weird.
I warned you.
All right. Enough's enough. I promise I'll behave.
Tell him you're sorry.
Sorry, Russell.
Right, can we get back to you learning to play the maracas now?
Testing, testing. Right, I'm back to normal now.
That's debatable. Anyway, maracas.
Yes, this month I've been learning the maracas, an essential indie instrument, if ever there was one. Famous from the days Bez perfected his unique brand of freaky dancing in the underground clubs of Manchester's early 90s heyday, but still used by bands in the present day, the Macs, as they are known in the profession, add a richness and a depth to any song, and are a fantastic addition to any live performance.
Okay then, this is Griller learning to play the Macs.
Hey, I didn't say you could call them Macs, did I? You're not in the profession, are you?
No more than I was last month.
So stop calling them that and show some respect.
Okay, this is Griller learning to play the maracas.
Macs.
Just get on with it.
What's it, my name's Johnny. Might be a sin, but I'm gonna take your bet. You're gonna regret I'm the best as ever been.
Johnny, rising up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Cause hell's loose in Georgia and the devil to his cards. If you win, you'll get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Thank you.
expect, Copacabana?
You're listening to Manchester is Music Radio.
Go on, Arkid, show us your special move.
Stop baking your pies for me, I won't take any more pies from you. I can't say that it surprises me that they're so chuffing hard to chew, cause the meat's still frozen.
Cold as ice.
There's gastric explosions.
Like dynamite.
You're suffering from BO, but I don't care, cause your food I refuse, so you eat it when you and your mum go to bingo.
I bet that you chopped up on your mum's floor. Don't know what you're warming up Nan's for. Don't know what you're cooking for. I bet that you chopped up on your mum's floor. No wonder, cause the date on this chorus says best before 1984. Before 1984.
I wish you'd stop keep feeding me, cause I'd rather go to a brewer's fair. Your cooking skills are appalling me. I'll have my chops done medium rare. This lamb shoulder's still frozen.
Cold as ice.
I'm having anal explosions.
Give the dog a fright.
You're suffering from BO, but I don't care, cause your food I refuse, so you eat it when you and your mum go to bingo.
I bet that you chopped up on your mum's floor. You don't know what a frying pan's for. Don't know what you're cooking for. I said I bet that you chopped up on your mum's floor. No wonder, cause the date on this curry says best before 1984. Before 1984.
Oh, granola, with mint and goose and steam courgettes. You're just bunging out in your Kenwood blender. Don't want your half-baked bream with watercress.
Well, I bet that you chopped up on your mum's floor. Don't know what you're peeling yams for. Don't know what you're cooking for. I bet that you chopped up on your mum's floor. No wonder, cause this date on this curry says best before 1984. Before 1984.
So, now it's time for Monkey to do Grilla's regular parts of the show. So, Monkey, a final word from you.
Cataglottism.
Which means?
French kissing.
Right. Well, thanks, mate. I'll be assessing the results of that little test later, but first, this is Little Volcanoes and Stranger Than Hollywood.
I love Piccadilly, pulled out a gun. Someone show me some real fun. I arrived at the station.
Stranger Than Hollywood. Fantastic track, thanks guys.
Hey, what about Carol Vorderman and Des O'Connor both leaving Countdown?
We could do that.
You reckon?
Easy. Hello and welcome to Countdown. Tonight's contestants are Monkey and Gorilla. So, Monkey, your turn to select the letters.
Consonant, please, Carol.
C.
And another consonant.
Y.
Consonant.
S.
Another consonant.
T.
Vowel, please.
I.
Consonant.
T.
Another consonant, Carol.
S.
Consonant.
N.
And finally a vowel.
That's an I. Right, so that's C, Y, S, T, I, T, S, N, I. The countdown starts now. Right, what have you got?
I've got nits.
I've got cystitis.
But enough about your problems. What words have you got?
Just three letters. Tit.
Yeah, I've got tit as well.
Right, so a pair of tits then. As in blue tits, of course.
What else?
Dictionary Corner, did you manage to do better?
Well, you could have gone for four letters with the plural tits.
As in blue tits, of course.
No, as in a big wobbly pair of massive big...
Well, I'm afraid we seem to have lost that programme, so here's some music from our out-of-the-area band, Cakehole Presley from Wales with Gotta Know Your Name.
this place. I was just about to leave. I thought I'd seen all there was to see. How wrong of me. Oh, as funny as this may seem, I think I met you in a dream. Yet you were real. Well, you are now. And I'm sure I could be the one for you. And that we together could make the perfect two. And our love then on is based upon we as two, standing as one. I've got to know your name, 'cause I love your face. My, how you brighten up this place. I thought I'd seen all there was to see. How wrong of me. See it all. The future is sweet, life is beautiful. Oh, and the color of your eyes makes me glad that I'm alive. I've got to know your name. I've got to know your name. I've got to know your name, 'cause I love your face.
There with Gotta Know Your Name. Excellent stuff. And now it's time for Album Versus Machine, the part of the show where we take an album and destroy it using a machine of destruction chosen at random by one of our random machine choosing machines. And the random machine choosing machine chosen at random this month is Peanuts.
Yawn.
Chosen at random earlier today by Philomena Farmer of Farnworth. So Monkey, what album were we destroying this month?
Well, Matt, the compact disc that we're putting at risk is And We Were Lovers by Shirley Bassey.
A very wise choice indeed. Jude DeCarter, our adjudicator, is standing by to ensure that everything is above board. Although, by the looks of her, if she had two brain cells, they'd rub together and start a fire. So, will you please start the machine, love? And the randomly selected machine of destruction that we've randomly selected at random with which to destroy this album at random is a plunge router. Right, so safety goggles on, and this is And We Were Lovers versus a plunge router.
Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Let me lead you what's in the joint.
Of it. And if you have any requests for albums you'd like us to destroy, drop us a line at manchesterismusic@ntlworld.com. And now here's an MIM radio classic. This is Hawthorns with Bitter Case. It's a bitter case. A bitter case. Matt and Monkey and Gorilla. Now we're coming to the end of the show and I still can't make my decision about which one of you lads to keep. There's a clearly an imbalance in terms of vocal contributions to the show, but Monkey's a royal pain in the arse sometimes, so I don't know what to do here. Oh, it's the Red Studio phone.
The Matt phone? The one that goes directly to the people at the top?
Management?
Yeah, people at the very top.
That's the one.
Well, answer it then.
Okay. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, well, that's good. Another month? Voting? Okay, then, thanks. Okay, that was management.
People at the top?
People at the very top. They say they actually like this show, and they're not sure what to do here, so they're going to open it up to the public vote and invite people to email in to save either Monkey or Gorilla. They've asked me to tell listeners to email manchesterismusic@ntlworld.com with the header either Save Monkey or Save Gorilla, and they want listeners to briefly explain their reasons why. Apparently, everybody who emails will be entered into a prize draw to win an exclusive Manchester Is Music goodie bag as well.
Well, that's good, I suppose.
It is, mate. It takes the pressure off me, at least, and the public do tend to be fair about these things. So, with that said, it really is time to wrap up the show this month. Now, thanks, lads, for all your hard work, and I'll see you back here for next month's show to see who gets evicted. Anyway, thanks also to the listeners for your continued support, and don't forget to email us to save either Monkey or Gorilla. It's manchesterismusic@ntlworld.com. So, Gorilla, a final word from you.
Goodbye.
Which means?
Which means I'm not expecting to win the vote, so probably won't be on anymore after this. I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank all you listeners for your support and emails you've sent while I've been on the show. Typical of most drummers, it now seems that I'll be melting back into the background while everyone else gets the recognition and glory. To all you drummers out there, I did this for us, tried to get us recognised, but I'm sorry if I failed. Songs fade out, but the beat goes on. See you around.
I think I'm going to cry. To play us out, we've got another brilliant unsigned band. Appropriately, this is Fort Worth with Last Song. Thank you.
been listening to the Matt and Monkey Show, written and presented by Matt Barnes and Monkey and featuring Griller. Additional music was performed by Primate Screech and the show was recorded at MIM Studios in Greater Manchester. Thanks to all the bands who have appeared on today's show.
Yeah, so as you can see, along with Matt, I do everything on this show except the drumming, and we can live without that. As the most versatile primate in unsigned music radio entertainment, I want to thank you for listening and to remind you to vote for me. If Griller goes, I'll miss him, but this is Dog Eat Dog. So send your emails titled Save Monkey to manchesterismusic@ntlworld.com now, and there might be a special present in it from me if I win the vote.
Oi, Monkey, you coming?
Yes, mate. Remember, vote Monkey.
You're listening to Manchester is Music Radio!
Ladies and gentlemen,
here we go.